Chapter 4. A Message for Salvius. The next day, Marcus went to find the other children. He had some interesting news to tell them.
"I overheard my father talking to Salvius in the study," he said. "My father told Salvius that he is going to the baths in the middle of Rome this afternoon."
Marcus explained that his father often went there to relax, wash, and meet his friends. He particularly liked to soak in the hot tub before getting into a cold pool of water. He found it very refreshing and relaxing.
"But Salvius acted very oddly when my father told him his plans," said Marcus. "For once, he seemed pleased that my father was going to the baths. He said it would help him to stop worrying about the missing bust."
"Does Salvius always go to the baths with your father?" asked Robert.
"Yes, of course," said Marcus. "But he doesn't like going much. Dad doesn't like other slaves to look after him at the baths. So Salvius has to do the jobs that the slaves at the baths usually do. He has to rub oil into my father's skin, then he has to scrape off all the dirt and oil. It isn't a very nice job. Salvius never complains, but I know he never looks forward to a trip to the baths with my father."
"I wonder why Salvius is so pleased that your father is going to the baths today," said Lucy. She looked puzzled.
"Perhaps he is meeting Veximus there," said Camilla. "Perhaps he is going to sell the bust to him this afternoon at the baths."
"Let's follow your father and Salvius this afternoon," said Robert to Marcus. "We'll see if Salvius does anything suspicious. If he does try to sell the bust, we must stop him."
That afternoon, Marcus's father and Salvius went to the baths. The children followed. They were very careful that no one saw them. At first, nothing unusual happened. Salvius looked after Marcus's father well. But at the end of the afternoon, something very strange happened. Marcus's father went to have a dip in the cold pool. While he was there, Salvius went off on his own. The children watched him. He went up to another slave. He talked to the slave for a long time.
"Who is that other slave?" whispered Lucy.
"I don't know," said Marcus.
"Perhaps he is another thief," said Robert. "Perhaps they are working out how to sell the bust to Veximus."
The children walked home. The more they thought about it, the more they were sure Salvius was guilty. He was acting very strangely, and he never seemed to smile anymore. It was all very odd.
"We must try to stop him from selling the bust," said Robert. "We need to trap him before he sells it. But how can we do that?"
The children thought carefully. Then Lucy had a good idea.
"Let's write Salvius a message from Veximus. Let's tell him to meet Veximus at the pottery shop tonight," she said. "Salvius will think that Veximus has decided to buy the bust. Salvius will take the bust with him to the meeting, but we will be waiting. We will catch him red-handed."
"That's a brilliant idea," said Robert.
"No, it's not," said Marcus. "Salvius is like a lot of slaves. He can't read. It's no good writing him a message."
"Well, let's send a spoken message instead," said Lucy.
"Let's pretend that Veximus has come to the house and left a message for Salvius. He won't suspect a thing."
Later that day, Robert went to find Salvius. The slave was busy sweeping the leaves and dirt from the courtyard. It was a hot and dusty job. Salvius looked tired and miserable.
Salvius, I have a message for you, said Robert.
The slave stopped sweeping the yard and stared at Robert.
A message, master, for me?
Robert cleared his throat.
Yes, Salvius, I have a message for you. Veximus has just come to the main door of the house. I was in the hall at the time. He doesn't know me. He thought I was a slave. He said I had to give you a message.
Salvius licked his lips nervously.
What is the message, master? He asked.
You are to meet him after supper tonight at the back of the pottery shop in the next street.
Salvius looked frightened. He dropped the broom. It clattered noisily onto the courtyard.
Excuse me, master, he said. There is something I have to do.
Then he ran out of the courtyard. Robert sat down on a stone bench under a lemon tree. Soon the others came to find him. He told them how Salvius had behaved when he heard the message.
He looked very, very frightened, he said.
Said Lucy.
Or perhaps he looked very guilty.
Camilla looked at the sundial in the middle of the courtyard. She worked out the time.
We only have 4 hours to wait, she said. Then we will know for sure if Salvius is the thief. And with luck, we will have the bust back where it belongs very soon.